Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 32 for week 34 of the Rotary year, February 18th, 2019. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. We've had many productive committee meetings this past week. One that is really getting active is our Membership Development Committee, ably led by Chairperson Katie County and Vice Chair Cherry Nkoshi. They are taking positive action in implementing their recently revealed membership strategic plan. Stay tuned as their plan starts to take form. Our Rotary Youth Exchange Committee, under the leadership of Chair Lynette Rasmussen and Vice Chair Josh Braby, are well underway with planning to welcome new Rotary Exchange students next fall. In case you missed it, they hosted our current Rotary Exchange student, Pina Marisu, at last week's meeting. Plus, they sat in the front. How cool is that? Jessica Reinhardt is leading the Communications Committee along with Vice Chair Andy Erickson with some very innovative efforts to expand awareness of Club 27 throughout our local community. They have some very talented and dedicated members, and their efforts are very much appreciated. Along with other committees that met, the Awards Committee with Chair Bob Vedrill is actively notifying all Des Moines public school principals and inviting them to submit nominations for our upcoming Educator Awards to be presented in April. Finally, Ganesh Ganpet and Christina Smith welcomed new member Mike Carroll back to Rotary. Mike was one of the founding members of the Des Moines AM Club. He's now returning to Rotary and selected Club 27 to re-engage. Welcome, Mike. Speaking of members, our club is fortunate to have so many talented and dedicated members. In fact, this week's Rotary Roundabout guest is John Tone, who traces his involvement with Rotary all the way back to the founding of Club 27 in 1911. I'll let John explain in a moment, but know that he was born on July 6th, 1939 here in Des Moines, served in the U.S. Army, and graduated from Claremont McKenna College in California. His professional career took him to Ottumwa and then back to Des Moines, where he worked for many years for Stone Container, and he was a managing partner for Comfort Care Home. He has two daughters, and hobbies include community service, travel, golf, and skiing. Let's hear more from John.
So we're so glad to be visiting today with John Tone here on Rotary Roundabout. So welcome, John. I have been interested in your history with the club because I think your lineage goes way, way back.
It does. It goes back to my great-great-uncle was a member of the first Rotary Club in Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow.
Was one of the ones that helped start it and get it going.
My gosh.
Yeah, and my grandfather and my dad and my brother, myself and my two daughters have all been members.
Oh, how great is that?
Yeah. A lot of lineage.
So have you been past president?
I was.
And what year is it?
79, 80.
That was my first year at Drake.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go back a ways.
You do. Were you... You were there as a student.
I was there as a student. So, give me a little bit of what you have gotten out of Rotary. Obviously, you've put a lot into it, but share some of your memories and highlights of your Rotary experience.
Well, the Rotary year I was president, of course, was very memorable, and the international trips that I've done with the first year before I became president, I went to Seoul, Korea. And that's where the international conference was held. Mm-hmm. And it was the year after the Olympics were there. So
wow.
We were on the Olympic Heritage Grounds, and that was where the meeting was held.
My gosh.
And so that was pretty exciting. And since then, I've been to five other international conferences, both overseas and in this country.
Right. So the next, this year's conference is going to be in Hamburg, Germany.
Right.
And we're going to be sending our... vice president, who is currently Doug Saltzgaver, so he will be attending along with Kitty. So that'll be their chance.
Yep, good destination.
Yeah, it is. So have you had an opportunity to be part of any of the old group study exchange experiences?
Yes, I had a very memorable trip to India. I was a team leader for the group study exchange. I took five professional young non-Rotarians to India for a month, and we stayed in Rotary homes for almost all that time in the central eastern part of the country.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because, yes, we went to New Delhi and we went to Agra and some of those places where there were a lot of international travelers, but the 3 weeks we were in out in country was kind of like Iowa flyover. We didn't see any Americans or other Europeans for the first 10 days.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Wow. Fantastic. So your other experiences within Rotary, I know that you have been very active on the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee, and thank you for your help on that. But what other committees have you served on, and activities have you been involved with here within the club of late?
Well, within the club, the president and the chairs leading up to that, and I also was a assistant district governor for 7 years. And nobody else has served that long, or maybe they didn't want to. But it was a great experience to get around to my clubs were basically all the metro area Des Moines clubs at that time.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time visiting the other clubs.
Yep. Greg Kenyon from the West Des Moines Club is our current assistant district governor for the metro here.
Right. So. But for the Des Moines Club itself, after those administrative responsibilities, I love the international aspect of the club.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went to a Rotary District group exchange to New Zealand with a team from the district, 6,000, and that was a great experience. But the International Services Club and the Rotary Youth Exchange are the things that I enjoy working with this Des Moines club on.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, John, it's been great visiting with you today. Thank you for your service above self with the Rotary Club of Des Moines, and we look forward to seeing you around Rotary.
Look forward to hearing the blog.
Thank you.
Thanks to John for his time here on Rotary Roundabout. In his book, Always on Thursday, published in 1978 by member George Rutledge, a clever ode to the Tone family appeared when four generations of Tones had been members. It reads, "Throughout this world, the Rotary bell rings out its service tone. But the bell of Rotary in Des Moines has had four tones of its own." The history of Rotary overall will be recognized this coming Saturday, February 23rd, with World Rotary Day, marking the 114th year of service above self. The Wheels Fellowship Group will be revving it up one more time for an event on March 9th at 9 a.m. at the Iowa Highway Patrol's maintenance facility. Big Wheel Randy Wirth will once again be driving this great fellowship opportunity, so be sure and check in with him if you're interested. Our keynote speaker this Thursday will be Ed Mansfield from the Iowa Supreme Court. He is an Associate Justice. If you know someone who might be interested in this presentation, please invite them to join you as your guest. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope you are, please share them and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.